making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work.
You don't want to be left out, right?
Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so sources are saying that Chris Hemsworth is being looked at for a lead role in a Mad Max prequel.
Nice.
Have you seen the Mel Gibson ones?
No.
Did you see the one with Tom Hardy?
I've never seen any Mad Max movies.
You know, the one with Tom Hardy that they came out with a couple years ago, you don't really need to see the ones with Mel Gibson in order to watch that one. That one was pretty good.
I can't believe I never saw it, though, because I love Tina Turner. I just wanted
to
see
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Tina Turner was in it. That'd be the only reason I want to watch it.
So Warner Brothers is allegedly swooning Hemsworth. Swooning. For a character named Dementus. Dementus.
Oh.
So that character is described as a breathtaking handsome, which is, I'm assuming, one of their... An angel's face scarred by a deep forehead wound stitched together with shiny chrome staples.
Oh.
Okay. No official word yet as to whether Hemsworth will be accepting this role or not. So have you heard about the Harry Potter theme park that will be coming soon?
I have, and I am so stoked.
Well, you're going to have to go to Tokyo.
I know.
You're going to have to save up some money and probably wait for a few things to pass with this pandemic. But so the theme park is described as 30,000 miles of magical fun. So I don't think it's actually like 30,000 miles long.
Yeah, I don't think Tokyo's that big.
But I think the contents.
The whole country of Japan.
If you take the contents inside the park and maybe stretch them out, maybe we'll stretch 30,000 miles.
Gotcha.
But, you know, there'll be a restaurant that will look just like the Hogwarts dining hall.
Nice.
There'll be rides, movies. There'll be behind the scenes of how the movies were built.
Cool.
Original costumes and props on display and a whole bunch of stuff for fans. It will be coming 2023 is when it'll be opening.
Wow.
Do you know that Keanu Reeves was originally wanting to play the role of Wolverine?
I had no idea.
So Hugh Jackman
played
Wolverine, and he was recently interviewed on Andy Cohen, and Reeves asked which role that he dreamed of playing, and Reeves said that he always wanted to play Wolverine and that he was kind of passed up for it. And his co-star for Bill and Ted, Alex Winter, says, "It's not too late, dude. You can still play the."
Hugh Jackman's getting a little up there.
Keanu immediately shut it down and goes, "No, man, it's too late, bro. It's too late." What do you got, Mindy?
So Disney World's released a schedule for the start of November, and it appears that it's going to be continuing to run on the limited hours they've had thus far. No word on whether their annual holiday parade will take place or be canceled. Frito-Lay is recalling select bags of Lay's barbecue potato chips. Apparently, some may contain milk products that were not declared on the packaging. So there are recalls on select bags and possibly included in the Frito-Lay variety pack. The recall was initiated after it was discovered that some barbecue-flavored bags were filled with another flavor of potato chips. Can you imagine going to take a bite and you're like, wait, that's not what I thought.
That's sour cream and onion.
Right.
That would be the worst.
Right?
It would be because, I mean, it's always bad when you order something and they just get the order wrong.
Yes.
Now imagine the order looking right, but being wrong.
Correct. And then finally, we were talking about earlier in the week, movies that you hadn't seen and we couldn't believe there was somebody that hadn't seen Hoosiers. And we were talking about the gym that's in Knightstown.
Right.
Well, there is a drive-in up in the Fort Wayne area that's hosting an event tonight to raise money because basically the money that is given to that gym to keep it restored is 100% donated from, you know, people going there to see it and so forth. So they are going. The Indiana Broadcasters Association is actually putting on this event and donating 100% of each admission ticket. The tickets are $20 a car. To this, and the author of 11 Life Lessons and the events coordinator of the Hoosier Gym is going to be there, Bob Garner, to sign, autograph his book and explain, you know, how the movie impacted his life. So
very cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's today's top trending stories. Sorry, I got distracted because
I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm making friends on Facebook right now. Zach hit me up and, because there's rumor that I might get a motorcycle. So I'm making motorcycle friends right now.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.